Father, we love you this morning. We give you all the praise and all the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Again, we declare that the entrance of your word brings light and gives understanding to the simple. We declare that that light is shining forth and will shine, will continue to shine in our hearts and through us. We declare that we are not walking in darkness, walking in the light of life. Give you, Lord, a praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, good morning again and good afternoon. We're continuing on the high praises of the Lord today. Yesterday, we talked about the wonders and the power of praising the Lord. And we read through that powerful script of all the all the wonderful things that praise can do for us. I'm going to just share a few scriptures on the high praises of our God in your mouth. That's today's title. And then we'll turn it over. I want to allow a lot of time today because we had to cut the room short yesterday on account of the other room. So I won't spend too much time today. So let's get right to it. Praise the Lord. Let's talk about the high praises of our God in our mouth. Psalm 47. We're going to start here and verse 1. Oh, clap your hands, O ye people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. You know, sometimes people don't like to shout. You know, they like to be all civilized, you know, and so forth before the Lord. But, you know, I'm going to show you many scriptures here where we're commanded to shout the praises of our God. You know, we need to be excited in praising the Lord. The Lord loves a good shout, too. Did you know that? Listen to this. In verse 5 of Psalm 47, God is gone up with a shout. That's right. The Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Now, he said in those shouting and send forth the praises of the Lord, God might just be mixed right into it. Sing praises to God. Sing praises and sing praises unto our King. Sing praises. The Lord is the King of all the earth. You can say that again. Sing ye praises with understanding. Praise the Lord. Psalm 98 and verse 4, make a joyful noise, sir. Now that's a noise unto the Lord, make a joyful noise. Why is it so important to make a joyful noise before the Lord? Well, you know, I like to put it this way, that, you know, when we are crying unto the Lord for something, sometimes we are so passionate, we pray, we cry, we speak in tongues, we dig in deep, you know, and then when the Lord does that thing, maybe we don't shout with the same energy and we don't shout with the same enthusiasm as we were, you know, put that energy into when we were praying. But we should make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth, make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Now, that's a loud noise. Sing unto the Lord with a harp. You know, with a harp and with the voice of a song. With trumpets. The sound of a cornet. Because, you know, the Lord is good. He said, make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. You know, some people say, well, you know, I just praise the Lord silently. You know, because I'm mellow like that. Well, maybe. But the scripture commands you to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Same thing in Psalm 100. You know, it talks about us shouting the praises of the Lord. Glory to God. You know, Psalm 100 talks about it's just the praise of the Lord, you know, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. That's right. Serve the Lord with gladness. come before his presence with singing. You know, these are the things that the Lord delights in. You know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that made us. We have not made ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. You know, the psalmist, he looked around and he saw that people were not really praising the Lord like they should. And he lamented, you know, lamented. And in Psalm 107 verse 15, he says, that thing just, you know, pierced into his soul. The fact that he saw that people were not praising the Lord like they should, you know. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. That men would praise the Lord. That men would praise the Lord. Why should we praise the Lord? But look at all the things he talks about. The reasons why we should praise the Lord. For his wonderful works, his goodness, and his wonderful works to the children of men. Psalm 107 verse 15. For he has broken the gates of brass. Not that he's going to break. He already did. He has cut asunder the bars of iron. Therefore men ought to praise the Lord. Now let's talk about, you know, some of the high praises of God in Psalm 149. And yes, as you know, the whole book of Psalms full of just the praising of the Lord, but I'm just calling out a few places here, in the Psalms of where we ought to praise the Lord and rejoice in his glory. Hallelujah. You know, Psalm 149. And let's praise the Lord. You know, even Psalm 147, all of them are always talking about, you know, praise the Lord. It's good to sing praises to our God and so forth. But let me read Psalm 149, verses 1 to 3 and then verses 5 to 9. You know, it says, praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song and his praise in the congregation of the saints. Well, let Israel rejoice in him that made him. You know, let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Oh, it's okay to dance before the Lord. And that's a commandment. Praise the Lord in the dance. That's right. Let them praise and sing praises unto him with a timbrel. That's a tambourine and a harp and so forth. Because the Lord take a pleasure in his people. And he will beautify the meek with salvation. Well, let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud, not even softly. Sing aloud upon your beds. Let the high praises of God be in your mouth. That's right. And a two-edged sword in their hands. To execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people. Bind the kings and all the powers of darkness. Bind them with chains. The nobles have fetters of iron. Hallelujah. But you see that he kicked all of that off. That power to bind and to do all those things starts off with the high praises of God. First, let the high praises of God be in armor. And then there's a sharp two-edged sword in your hand. Glory to God. You know, so it is always a good thing to praise the Lord. The secret of dominion over demon powers is given to us here in Psalm 149, verses 6 through 9. First, high praises of God in your mouth. Then you've got the power to execute and bind, you know, all the kings, all the powers of darkness, the spiritual wickedness and rulers. Those are the kings of the darkness of this world. You can bind them with fetters. You can execute the judgment upon them because the high praises of the Lord are in your mouth. You can also praise the Lord in the dance. Well, I love to dance. Get down before the Lord. David, he loved to dance too. And we read a story yesterday when he was getting down before the Lord because the ark was coming back home. And he threw away the kingly garments and all of that, the crown and everything that was a hindrance. You know, get it off of me and let me praise the Lord. Glory to God. You know, we don't have to be, some people are too polished, too reserved. Can't praise the Lord like that. Well, you know, he is the Lord. Hallelujah. And let all the earth praise the Lord. Glory to God. Now, in Psalm 150, he says the same thing in verses 4 to 6. He said, let the people, you know, shout the victory. Now, let's read it. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Now, that's not a quiet sound. Trumpet is loud. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Ha! Oh, yeah. You got to do any dance moves before the Lord? Why not? Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything, a hard breath, praise the Lord. Let there be energy in your praising the Lord. That's right. Put some energy into it. Find some loud instruments. Shout the Lord. Shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. Glory to God. You know, these are the things that the scripture commands. Well, let's take a look at some people, how they did it. You know, and they gathered together, you know, in the days of Ezra. Let's see how they did it in Ezra chapter 3. Read verse 11 here, you know, and what did they do? But, you know, say, and they sang together. Well, let me read it for a little context. You know, we'll read it from verse 10. And when the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, they set the priests in their apparel with trumpets, and the Levites, the sons of Asaph, with cymbals. Now, those sons of Asaph, they know how to praise the Lord. You know, a whole tribe, I mean, a whole clan, you know, of the sons of Asaph, they knew how to praise the Lord. I mean, they set them to praise the Lord after the ordinance of David, king of Israel, because David commanded how people need to praise the Lord. You know, and so forth. And they sang. Listen to verse 11, Ezra 3. They sang together by chorus in praising and giving thanks unto the Lord, because he is good, for his mercy endureth, you know, forever toward Israel and toward his people. And the people shouted with a great shout. Now, that's a great shout. When they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. You know, so they shouted with a great shout. And this wasn't just some, you know, I mean, sometimes you say, put your hands together for the Lord. I do that at the church sometimes, you know, and then it's like people don't even want to clap for the Lord. Yet we go to a ball game, we'll be screaming, jumping, shouting, you know, and screaming off the top of our lungs. But when it comes to praising the Lord, you say, well, praise the Lord, ye people. And it's like, you know, people, it's almost like people are reluctant, you know, to praise the Lord. You know, it's like, are you kidding me? Are we talking about the Lord here, or what are we talking about? Yeah, but people can scream and somebody makes a basket, or, you know, scores a touchdown or scores a goal. I mean, they can scream and yell and shout and holler. But look, the people of God have forgotten how to holler. You know, in the 70s and so forth, they used to call some people the holy rollers, you know, because they know how to holler and to praise the Lord and so forth. But these things are almost lost. But God promised in the book of Amos chapter 9 and verse 11, promised that, you know, he's going to bring back this excitement in praising the Lord. It's called the Tabernacle of David, you know, that is in ruins. But David was a man that knew how to do that. You know, it's in ruins right now, but the Lord is restoring it. He's going to bring it back. He said, but in that day, said the Lord, I will raise up the tabernacle of David that is falling and close the breaches thereof. And I will raise up his ruins and I will build it as the days of old. That's a spirit of praise. It's coming back. They may possess the remnant of Edom. That's right. You know, all the residue, the people that are called by my name, this is the Lord that's going to do this, he said. And you know, the Lord loves the praises of his people. You know, in the book of Job, chapter 38, verse 7, we see when the Lord was challenging Job about many things. He said, look, where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? When all the sons of God shouted for joy. I mean, the sons of God were there to praise the Lord. The morning stars and everything shouted for joy before the Lord. I mean, God, you know, it seems like God loves this excitement. You know, he loves the excitement. Praise the Lord. So let's put some excitement in our praises when we do that. We read yesterday in Second Samuel chapter 6, where David danced before the Lord with all his might. You can read verses 13 through 23. We read that yesterday. He danced before the Lord, was leaping and dancing and praising the Lord, you know, and to the point that his wife thought that it was undignified. You know, how can the king be doing that in the street? Well, before the Lord, you know, he said, it was before the Lord. Hallelujah. And even the elders in Revelation chapter 4, they cast their crowns before the throne. You know, when you are before the Lord, there's no such thing as being a king. There's no such thing as being polished, you know, and so, you know, pious and everything that you can't praise the Lord. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's learn how to praise the Lord, especially, you know, because the Lord said, look, they that are forgiven much will love much as well. You know, especially when you think back on what the Lord has done for you. You know, how great has been his forgiveness. That's when we ought to praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In the morning, praise him. In the noontime, praise him. In the evening, praise him. Psalmist said 7 times, you know, a day. And I know his mind was always in praising the Lord. Always in praising the Lord. You know, so let's learn how to praise the Lord. Shout the victory sometimes, you know. And you'll be shouting. Somebody say, what's gotten into him? Well, you say, well, if you only knew what I was shouting about, you'll be shouting too. Hallelujah. That's right. If they only knew and could only taste what you have experienced and gotten from the Lord and the goodness of the Lord, they'd be shouting too. Praise God. So don't ever worry about it. If someone say, why is he shouting? Well, shout the praise of the Lord. And let the high praises of God be in our mouth. That's the title today, is let these high praises. Don't hide the praise of the Lord. You know, let it be high in your mouth. And we don't need to do the high praise of God only when we are with the saints. The psalmist said, look, I will declare your name even before the heathen. You know, congregation of the righteous, yes, but also among the heathen. You know, among the heathen, praise the Lord. You know, wherever you are, praise the Lord. Now, these people in the world, you know, they're not shy about telling you all the ugly things that they do. You know, why should we be shy about the praises of the Lord? You know, shout his praise, even among the heathen. Let the name of the Lord be glorified. You know, whether we are in our house alone, And whether we, anywhere we are, praise the Lord. Be still and know that I am God. Psalm 46 and 10. I will be exalted among the heathen. Well, and I'll be exalted in the earth. Well, one way to do that is to get in and do it for the Lord. The Lord said, look, I will be exalted among the heathen. Well, how are we exalting him among the heathen? Make his praise glorious. Hallelujah. You know, let's not, you know, hide the praises of the Lord. Make it glorious wherever you are. You know, so what? You know, I'm praising the Lord for what he has done. You know, and the beauty of holiness is a thing, you know, that comes upon us when we are praising and when we really know how to praise the Lord. Glory to God. So let's get into the habit of making, you know, the praises of the Lord glorious. Hallelujah. And many commandments, like, you know, clap unto the Lord, shout unto the Lord, the voice of triumph, do all of these things and so forth. Psalm 66 and verse 1. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Serve him. He says, sing forth the honor of his praise. Make his praise glorious. Hallelujah. So let's make, you know, the honor of his name. Let's make his praise glorious. Every time that we praise the Lord, put your heart into it. You know, put your, energy. How can someone dance before the Lord with all their might? How do you do that? Well, David knew how to do it. I mean, he danced before the Lord with all his might. You know, and I know, you know, in this country, in the United States, well, perhaps if you go to some, you know, maybe, you know, really black American congregation that knew how to praise the Lord, you might see some of that. But generally speaking, you know, people just kind of, they're like that. There are some congregations, they don't even know how to praise the Lord. They can't even clap their hands before the Lord. They just be like, sit there and be like looking as if somebody died, you know, when they're in the presence of the Lord. Yeah, but I, you know, you go to Africa and some of these places, you go to Nigeria. Oh my goodness. They can praise the Lord. You know, I mean, you be in a service praising the Lord, be sweating like crazy. Everybody, you know, running around praising the Lord, your kids and all. My goodness. And you look, if you look, you'll see the glory of God. You look, you know, you just see the glory of God, because those people are just, I mean, praising the Lord. Ah, and it's a beautiful thing. And if we really know how to do it, you know, that's when the glory of the Lord really comes down. You know, the Bible says that this man, David, he was called a man after God's heart because he knew how to do it. You know, and when every time that he had an opportunity, you know, to praise the Lord, he always do it. He always did it with his passion, all his passion before the Lord. And that's what I'm talking about this morning. You know, just a short exhortation here, and I'm going to leave room for more testimonies, you know, to make the praises of the Lord glorious, either by the word of your mouth or how you do it. Hallelujah. And you know, in the olden days too, when they knew and got together and knew how to really praise the Lord, you know, that's when the glory of the Lord came down. And the glory of the Lord came down when they were able to make the beauty of holiness so powerful. They did that. And they just praised the Lord with so much excitement, you know, and so forth. He says here in 2 Chronicles chapter 5, you know, verse 13, It came to pass when the trumpeters and singers were as one to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. When they began to do that, guess what? What happened? Now, not when, you know, one person singing this way, the other one singing that way, and they were not in harmony, but when they were able to get their praise together in harmony, something beautiful happened. You know, really for yourself, you know, and they dedicated the temple and everything. That's what happened. It came even, you know, well, let's read it from a few verses. Let's read it from like verse 11 of 2 Chronicles chapter 5. It came to pass when the priests were come out of the holy place, for all the priests that were present were sanctified and did not then wait by course. All of them got in there at once. Also, the Levites, which were the singers, all of them of Asaph, you see Asaph's family again, of Heman and of Judah, Thon, with their sons and their brethren, being arrayed in white linen, having cymbals and psalteries and harps, they stood at the east of the altar, and with them 120 priests, sounding with trumpets. And that was a loud voice. You know, it came even to pass as the trumpeters and singers were as one. I mean, there was harmony. You know, they knew how to praise the Lord and they made one sound. You know, it came as they were able to make one sound, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. All their hearts were the same. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpet and cymbals and instruments of music, and when they praised the Lord, saying, "The Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever," it came to pass that even then, the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that even the priests could no longer stand up to minister by reason of the cloud. For the glory of God had filled the house of the Lord. Isn't that beautiful? That's what, you know, shouting and praising the Lord in harmony can bring. You know, people talk about bringing the house down. Well, this is more like bringing heaven down. Glory to God. You know, so let's learn to do that. That's all I'm going to say this morning. I want to keep it brief, give people opportunity to praise the Lord more. It's a follow-up from yesterday's room, since we abbreviated it a bit to go to the other room. So you're going to have more opportunity now to give a shout-out to the Lord. Make his praise glorious. Hallelujah. Lord, I want to thank you this morning. I want to glorify your name. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I come to praise the Lord. I come to glorify your name because of all of your goodness and all of your mercies. And we lift up your name on high. We lift up the praises of the Lord. Hallelujah. Even as it is written, let the high praises of God be in their mouth. And Lord, this morning, let the high praises of God be in the mouth of your people. Psalmist said in Psalm 63, let the people praise him. Let all that people praise him. And when you do that, what's going to happen? He said, well, when the people praise him, when all the people praise him, you know, then the Lord is going to do wonderful things. You know, praise the Lord. So let the people praise the Lord. You know, let all the people praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We give you all the praise and all the glory in the name of Jesus. We are prayed. Amen and amen. I'm going to yield here. And if you want to give a shout out to the Lord, you can do that. And just let's praise the Lord together. you know, and let's see what praising the Lord really means to you. Let all the people praise the Lord. Let all the people praise the Lord. Let the people praise him. And let all of us have the high praises of God in our mouth at all times. Let all the people praise the Lord. Hallelujah.